Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
It's 26525, but can you tell me who you are, what this is? Because I have a charge on my banking statement for $67.20 for debit taken out on November 10th, and I have no idea who you are or what this is for.
Well, I'm a customer service agent at my call center, where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines. So for me to be able to assist you, I have to locate an account. Can I have your zip code, please?
26525.
26525?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me a moment. What is your first and last name, please?
Renee Richards.
Renee Richards. Thank you. Give me a moment. Excuse me. What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
It would be 115 Hayden Town Drive, apartment 104, Brewster Mills, West Virginia, 26525.
Thank you. Could the account be under a different address?
Not that I ordered. No, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. I didn't order anything from you all.
Repeat. You said 125?
115.
Hayden Town.
Hayden Town, Haydentown Drive. Thank you. It's all one word.
Yes, the address though I have on file is 125, not, and then Hayden Drive, but it's 125. Like
there's not even a 125 down in here. Can you tell me what this is for?
An order was on November 5th for $5.74 for a KitchenAid. Do you recall that order?
So this is for a kitchen. Okay, I do know what you're talking about. But it was, why are they charging me $67?
For the membership, because when the order is done on November 5th, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, you get billed $67.32 for a $125 voucher. That information is stated to you in the terms and policies that you have to accept online.
Okay, I need to cancel it.
Okay. Are you ready to write your cancellation number down?
Okay, go ahead.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 485575.
Okay, and now, will this automatically debit the $67 back to my account, maybe minus the $5, or what?
No, ma'am. The charge is valid due to terms and agreements that you accepted. That cancels your account for you not to continue getting billed the $67.32 a month. What I could do, because the address was incorrectly applied in our system, I can request a reship and change the address on file.
Okay, that'll be fine.
And you said 115, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So has this already been shipped, or?
It was already shipped, ma'am.
Okay.
So I just have to reship it out to you because I can't, like, we can't contact USPS so they can reroute it.
Yes, ma'am. And it comes by UPS, is that what you're saying, or the post office?
USPS.
Okay, post
office. Your local post.
I'm sorry, it's early. I'm not.
No, you're fine. Okay, you're all set. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am. Mm-hmm.